Deagle.com was officially operated by Dr. Edwin A. Deagle Jr. In 2014, Deagle.com published predictions of massive population declines happening abruptly before the year 2025, mostly in Western countries. For over 5 years, the mysterious depopulation predictions on Deagle.com were regularly updated. But after the 2020 lockdowns, this page was removed from the website, but can still be found archived on the Wayback Machine. Deagle.com has always been a very stark website, with all the appearances of being an intelligence agency website. It claimed to be the personal website of Dr. Edwin A. Deagle Jr., who recently passed away in February of 2021. In their recent article, Uncovering the CIA and Rockefeller Foundation's Role in the Depopulation Forecast, released by Deagle, the expose connects the dots that many of us have assumed existed. Declassified FOIA documents from the 1970s reveal Deagle's direct communication with Stansfield Turner, the director of the CIA at the time. In 1976, Dr. Edwin Deagle moved to New York to become deputy director of the International Relations Program at the Rockefeller Foundation. The Rockefeller Foundation was created on May 14, 1913, just a few months after the Rockefeller family helped set up the Federal Reserve banking system, which gave them unlimited funds while enslaving future generations with debt. The Rockefeller Foundation funded eugenics programs that decided who should live and who should die. They outlawed natural medicine and fuel, including one of America's number one cash crops, hemp, and replaced it all with chemical compounds derived from their oil company's toxic waste. The Rockefeller Foundation created the United Nations and have their tentacles in NGOs throughout the Western world. In 2019, they funded Event 201, the blueprint for the COVID lockdowns that were executed weeks later. Officially, we are told that Dr. Edwin A. Deagle Jr., a deputy director of the Rockefeller Foundation and an associate of the CIA, retired in 2005. The depopulation forecast was published in 2014. The Deagle.com forecast predicted that by the year 2025, the UK would see its population decline by 77%. Ireland would see its decline by 72%. The United States by 68%. And Germany by 65%. While other countries, like Russia, are predicted to experience practically zero decline. And official data is now showing that the extreme Deagle.com predictions may be accurate. Official figures, which we can assume are rather conservative, are showing that government shutdowns and mandated deadly shots have caused staggering levels of excess death. According to official UK government data, the COVID-19 vaccines were the main cause of excess death. And the more shots you got, the more likely you were to die. Many are saying that over 20 million have died as a result of the COVID lockdowns and experimental shots. And while that number is historically epic in size, it still does not amount to what Deagle predicted by 2025. But we still have time. A 2014 letter that was published along with the depopulation forecast stated that they predict this decline because the collapse of the Western financial system will wipe out the standard of living of its population, and that the population will be hit so badly that the migration engine will start to work in reverse, leading to the demise of the United States. They wrote that, historically, a change in the economic paradigm has resulted in a death toll that is rarely highlighted by mainstream historians. With the end of the petrodollar and with the rise of resource-backed BRICS, the Federal Reserve's USD Ponzi scheme is likely at its end. And without factoring in a smart recovery plan, this would make Deagle's predictions a reality. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
That is the latest from Greg Reese. Find and share that video at band.video. We'll do your daily dispatch on the other side. Stay with us.
We please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and to Rob Duher here with me right now. We were one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. And I humbly ask for your support now. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the big Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, and all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money completely. But because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us, so that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs, and they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD.
It's Monday, July 29th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this thing.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Rejoining the show after a week of vacation. And what a week it's been. As I've been out of the office for a week, but going by the news cycle, technically I've been out of the office for a year and a half, because good Lord, so much has happened in the last week and the last month. It's things are crazy. Everything is crazy. And I'm happy to be here to cover it once again. So we got a big show for you today. We'll be taking your calls throughout the show. We'll be talking about not only the just full-fledged 1984 doublethink insanity that's taking place here domestically, but also the very real threat of World War III from a variety of different sources overseas. We'll get into all of that and more. Your phone calls in the second and third hour of today's show. Lots of videos as well. But let's just get into it. Here it is, your Daily Dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Monday, the 29th of July, 2024. Copyright strikes silence Paris Olympic critics. The opening ceremony of the Paris Olympics, characterized by constant rain and technical issues and concluding with the Olympic flag being hung upside down, has sparked controversy and garnered criticism from multiple quarters. However, those looking to criticize the ceremony online have been hit with strict copyright takedown notices from the International Olympic Committee that totally ignore the idea of fair use for commentary and criticism. And yes, they took down their video from their own official YouTube channel. They're frankly ashamed of what they've done, and they should be. And so they're copyright striking anybody that has that video up in an attempt to stop people from talking about it, which, you know, could have been prevented by not doing the blasphemous, demonic, trans strip show in the first place. But we'll get into that a little bit later. Meanwhile, the Venezuelan election has just everybody concerned. Blinken says U.S. has serious concerns about announced result of Venezuelan election. U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says United States has very serious concerns about the announced results of Venezuela's hotly contested presidential election that authorities say was won by incumbent Nicolas Maduro. But, yeah, lots of questions about this. Apparently, you can, in fact, rig elections. It just only happens in places that America has already decided is our enemy. They say it's critical that every vote be counted fairly and transparently, and that the electoral authorities immediately share information with the opposition and independent observers without delay, and that the electoral authorities publish the tabulation of votes. The international community is watching very closely and will respond accordingly, they say. I don't doubt that there's some shenanigans going on in this election, and we'll get back into that. But wouldn't it be nice if they had the same concern about American elections, where they're quite literally trying to make it illegal to question election results while simultaneously questioning the election results of other countries? Hypocritical doesn't even cover it. Meanwhile, Israel says, quote, all-out war imminent after Hezbollah rocket slams into soccer field, 30 casualties. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Foreign Minister Israel Katz are holding emergency consultations with the country's senior defense leadership following a devastating Hezbollah rocket attack on the town of Majid Shams in Israel's north, which resulted in 30 casualties, including at least 10 killed, including many children injured and killed in that attack. Now, there's some very conflicting information coming out about this, and a lot of reporting is saying that it was an Iron Dome missile that misfired. We'll get into exactly what happened there, but it's all very kind of confusing. The people that were hit, it was a Druze community. We'll get into it when we're on the Daily Dispatch, but we'll describe who was hit, what likely happened, and what the response will be on this. But of course, it comes at a very convenient time for Israel, which, as we've noted, has been preparing for the last month or more to stage a full-scale invasion of Lebanon. Meanwhile, here in America, Elizabeth Warren says 11 million illegal migrants need a pathway to citizenship, suggests Kamala Harris will work to get it done. Yeah, Senator Elizabeth Warren predicted that if Vice President Kamala Harris wins the White House in 100 days, she will fight for a pathway for citizenship for illegal immigrants. In other words, just legalizing the tens of millions of people that she, as borders are, allowed to cross. We'll show you that clip in just a little bit, but it's just treason. It's just open treason, nothing more or less. And we'll get into, again, the implications of that and the just treasonous usurpation of our nation itself by the people in our government, giving it away to foreigners. It's truly amazing. Finally, the big story today, Google omits Trump assassination attempt from key feature as Donald Trump Jr. claims big tech is trying to interfere in the election. A key Google feature is failing to show results for the attempted assassination of Donald Trump, drawing claims from the former president's son that big tech companies are lying to influence the election. It has also now sparked a Senate investigation. Google users were surprised to discover that the search engine's autocomplete was apparently omitting suggested results related to the assassination attempt against Donald Trump. The anomaly quickly caught the attention of social media users, including a Texas congressman and Donald Trump Jr., who began sharing screenshots of their own example showing Google search suggestions coming up empty for queries about the deadly Pennsylvania rally shooting. There's no mention of Trump even when the entire search term, the assassination attempt of, is typed into the Google homepage search bar. The Post performed a series of test Google searches with the last names of U.S. presidents who were killed or faced attempt on their lives, followed by the letters ASSASSI to see what autocomplete suggested, including JFK, Abraham Lincoln, Gerald Ford, Ronald Reagan, and Teddy Roosevelt. In each instance, a helpful list of recommended search terms related to the attempts on their lives sprang into view. However, when Trump's name was used, autocomplete offered no suggestions whatsoever. And it doesn't stop there, and we'll get into that a little bit more here at the top of the show. Well, let me just say, what an insane week it has been. Even the first day, I was on vacation. I promised my wife, you know, well, I'll disconnect. I'll do my best not to be on my phone, to enjoy the time with the family. And I did, for the most part. It was nice. But even just Monday of last week was like nobody knew where Biden was. He had COVID. He was dropping out with a PDF uploaded to his Twitter account that didn't seem to have his signature. And then he grew 8 inches overnight. Just a bunch of weird stuff. The Olympic ceremony, my God, what was going on there? Of course, we all know what was going on there. It was a satanic display of power. Yes.
Can I chime in about how weird it is that Snoop Dogg is one of the on-screen talent announcers for NBC's Olympics?
What I'm reading from this is that you actually watch the Olympics? You're actually watching the Olympics?
I had a conversation with a neighbor about it. And,
I didn't realize.
It's not that it's like, I mean, we get it, Snoop Dogg. We love Snoop Dogg for who he is. But it's just a little weird that a guy who's probably committed murder in his lifetime is an announcer for the Olympics. And
what is he announcing?
He's making this transition. This pivot is just, he's losing street cred.
But what?
He's losing street cred.
I don't know about that. What is he announcing? Volleyball? Like what sports
he's,
is he?
He's lighting the torch.
Wow.
Look at him lighting that torch. He's there. He's representing.
Did he light a blunt with the torch?
You know it.
It's like that King of the Hill
episode.
And we
love Snoop Dogg for that. We love Snoop Dogg for that.
Man, these people are fast, dog. Well, what is he? Is he the racing? I mean, what is he talking about here? Well, that's literally the least weird thing about the Olympics so far. The least strange. And on the topic of the Olympics, you recognize now that we're in a new world, and old methods of interpretation are no longer applicable. There used to be a time, and we talk about this all the time, where, you know, this stuff was hidden, and it was the job of conspiracy theorists like Alex Jones or myself to come out and deconstruct the symbolism that's on display, tell you about the you know, secret underlying meaning of some of the things being put in front of you. They don't hide it anymore. It's not disguised any longer. It's right out in the open and right in front of you. It's not about secret occult, you know, esoteric symbolism and deconstructing the meaning. At this point, it's about basically manufacturing consent, basically forcing you to participate in their bizarre rituals as an audience member. And this dates back a while, actually. I remember it was either right before or right after gay marriage was approved by the Supreme Court. It may have been right before, but the Grammys held a giant gay wedding right in front of everybody there in America. And this is what they do. They take over cultural institutions that are there to serve a very important purpose, to like align the entire nation for at least a night or two. So everybody's watching generally the same stuff, and they're these big things. And yeah, they're kind of, you know, silly or whatever. It's the Super Bowl, it's the Grammys, it's the Oscars, but these big events, and they've sort of fallen out of, you know, popularity recently because of stuff like this. But you get, you know, an institution like this that Americans of every class and belief structure tune into because it's just a cultural event, and you hijack it for your political purposes. And in a way, you get them to participate in your ceremony. Everybody who tuned in to watch the Grammys and see their favorite singers and songwriters, you know, give little speeches, were instead found themselves as unwilling participants in a ceremony that might be completely abhorrent to their religious perspective. And that's what they were doing in France as well. And I know it's funny because now what you're seeing is a lot of people who were aware of this stuff a long time ago getting frustrated at the people that have just woken up, the people that woke up during COVID or during even just the last like couple of months with what has happened with Joe Biden and the way that his dementia and total failure has suddenly come to the fore and woken people up to the way the media will all lie simultaneously and then all change their story simultaneously as if it's an organic shift that's going on and waking up to that and realizing it and sort of going overboard with like freaking out about what's going on when you've got, you know, these satanic ceremonies taking place at the Olympics. And that's what it was, an inversion, a black mass, right? A taking on the form of religious symbolism and completely inverting and parroting it in a very obvious way. And people are getting, it's again, people who are old heads who've been in this forever are so like frustrated at the new people. They're like, are you seeing this? Are you seeing all the satanic symbolism? Everybody's like, yes, we know. No, we know. Stop freaking out. And it's like, look, everybody goes through a period of awakening. Well, everybody who's awake has to go through this period of red pilling, where things that previously they didn't even notice take on profound importance and meaning. And they're not wrong. These things are incredibly important and meaningful, and you need to, you know, pay attention to it. And that's part of the intensity of the red pilling process, or whatever you want to call it, is that it is all so obvious. It is all right in front of your face. And somebody who has never noticed this stuff before, never even seen it, it all just, you know, it just passes through, which I'm sure people watch the Olympic ceremony and just, you know, didn't even notice that anything was weird. And there's a couple seconds where they're like, what is this? What's going on? And then it's over and it's on to something else and they just forget about it. But people who are tuned in and realize that this is a gigantic propaganda performance and start looking into it and digging into it and you know, trying to figure out what it is. And it's almost like overwhelming, where it's like, it's so obvious. How could I have never seen this? How could I have never noticed that this is what they were doing before? And how to know? And how can nobody else notice? And you get frustrated, even though, you know, maybe 2 years ago you were in the same position where you watched this stuff and didn't know the symbolism or didn't care or didn't think it was important. And then you wake up and you realize how important and symbolic and subliminal it all is. And you start, like, you know, hyper fixating on it and being like, how does nobody else see this? How is this just being done in front of everybody? But people are seeing it and people are freaking out. And it sort of goes through everything with from the Paris Olympics to the assassination attempt and the way it's being covered up. And we'll get into, again, how deep that rabbit hole goes in just a second. But they're like, they're losing their grip and they don't really know what they're doing anymore. And they do this opening ceremony and put it in everybody's face. And there's nudity and like next to a child. I mean, it's all horrible and gross. And then they remove it from the internet and they're like ashamed of it. And like, did they not realize that this backlash would be this big? The backlash is huge. Were they not prepared for that? And the Trump assassination attempt, do they think they can bury this? Do you think people are going to forget about it? Do you think you can really just hide that photo and people are going to not remember that Trump was shot in the face on live TV and stood up and pumped his fist yelling fight, fight, fight in what he probably thought could have been the last moments of his life? An aspect of the assassination that maybe doesn't get as much attention. The fact that he didn't know what the hell was going on. He's gunshots, his ear hurts, he's bleeding from the face. He might have thought he got shot in the head. And the last thing he wanted to tell the American people is fight, fight, fight. Luckily, he survived, obviously. And we'll get into some of the conspiracies about this as well. I think, you know, it's sort of the inevitable consequence of the total breakdown of trust of the American people. You're going to have ad hoc investigations. You're going to have citizens trying to do the job of the authorities because we know full well that the authorities are never going to actually look into it in a way that we can treat with any sort of trust whatsoever. All of this stuff is just evidence of the deep state, whatever you want to call it, the enemy faction losing their grip on humanity and the awakening that we've been promoting and touting and talking about for a very long time is really reaching critical mass, and stuff that they could get away with before, they just can't get away with anymore. And so now is a very powerful opportunity for us to awaken other people. I mean, honestly, in the last month, the Trump assassination, Biden's debate performance, the Olympic ceremony. I mean, this is like a trifecta of red pills that we don't have to force feed anybody. They're just gulping them down. And so this is a major opportunity to awaken people. And you have to do it strategically. And if people, you know, people that are going to really go down the rabbit hole and really investigate this stuff, they'll find out about the more subtle symbolism that's taking place. They'll look into the way this has been slowly but continuously seeded into our popular entertainment over the last several decades. They'll look into that. For the average normie out there, they just need to feel comfortable saying this is weird. That's what it all comes down to. And again, so I was with my family, extended family, my in-laws, wife's family. They're not super political, really. And so when it came to like the Olympic ceremony, I was actually really excited to watch the Olympics. I actually really love the Olympics for what it's intended to be, for what it originally was, for this contest between nations, for, you know, everything that the globalists hate, national differences, gendered competition, just statistical winners and losers that can't be influenced by, you know, the authorities and who they want to win. It's a very beautiful and pure thing. I was excited to watch the opening ceremony because even though I knew there was going to be some weird stuff, it's always fun, the spectacle, whatever. I like that. So I like when the world comes together to do something peaceful rather than bomb each other to bits. But then you start seeing the images. Then people start posting clips on Twitter. And so when that happened, you know, I didn't sit there and go, well, see, this is all Satanism. It's satanic. And it's like they... it's just weird. That just like sort of puts people, you just go, you know, I don't think we should watch the Olympic ceremony. I don't think it's family friendly. Let me show you some clips. And it's just like, look at this. I don't want my kids seeing this. It's a man in a beard twerking. I just don't want this image in my kid's head. And of course, everybody's like, oh, yeah, let's not watch that. Let's not watch that. That is weird. That is very weird. What they want, and this is how it works, it's what's happening with the Olympic ceremonies or what they do with the Oscars, whatever. It's value projection under the guise of entertainment. Disguised as entertainment or, you know, whatever, it's value projection. It's signaling to everybody what you should accept, what your value should be. And they don't even need your complicity in it. They don't need you to actively like it. They just need you to not say that you think it's weird. Just accept it. Just sit back and just, well, that's what they're doing. That's what they're going to do. And yeah, it was kind of fun. That was kind of nice. Normal people just need to have the ability and to feel comfortable in public saying, that was weird. That was really weird. You guys see this? You guys see how weird this is? These people are freaks. Can't we all agree these people are freaks? And like, as soon as you say that, you have broken their programming. If you can, and your family and your friends, if you can all just recognize this is weird and bad and wrong, then that's it. You've awoken them. They are now awake. And if they are so inclined, they can look deeper into why this is happening or what the real deep purpose of it is. But right now, this opportunity is there to just get the chink in the armor, get the crack in the glass, and just go, did you not know that Joe Biden was a total incompetent psycho before the debate? You didn't know that? Because we knew that. Yeah, let me show you. I'll show you clips from years ago. Let me tell you about, you know, the time in 2021 where he tried to address Congress and everybody saw that he was mentally incapacitated. Yeah, the media is lying about everything. They're lying about Kamala Harris right now. They're lying about her popularity. You think all that's legitimate? 2 weeks ago, they were telling you they were 100% behind Biden and that he was perfectly capable of serving the country for another 100 years if he had to. I mean, these people are liars. And just as soon as that can enter into the cognitive interpretation of the average person, as soon as they start to see the world through the lens of what are these freaks up to now? What are these people trying to get me to believe now? What are they lying to conceal now? Then the power of the propagandist is totally shattered and broken and irreparable in the mind of at least that one person. So this is just like a major opportunity to advance the information war and to recognize it as that. We got stories, of course, today about Elon Musk using the term info wars in a very positive way to describe what's happening in politics right now. So with everything going on right now, it's the deep state losing control of their grip on the minds of the American people and really the people around the world. It's an opportunity to awaken your fellow human beings, to spread mass awareness. And all you have to do is give it a little shove, give it a little kick. You know, you don't have to explain everything. You don't have to explain esoteric symbolism. All you have to do is get the average person comfortable with being able to see stuff like the Olympic ceremony and looking to their coworker and going, this is weird. You see what these freaks are up to now? That's it. We win.
So number one, you've got central banks now starting to buy it by the tons, right? It's a lot. You've now got Chinese citizens being encouraged to not just buy gold, but buy silver. Because China and Russia want to destroy the Western banks. And the Western banks, JP Morgan Chase and HSBC, have the largest number of naked short positions on the planet. On the planet. I think between the two of them, they have over 900 million ounces of silver in short position. Well, only 1.2 billion ounces of silver is mined every year globally. So they've got almost the entire annual production in a short position. That means when the price goes up, these banks lose money hand over fist in multiples. China knows this. which is why they're encouraging all of their citizens now to buy not just gold, but buy silver, because that creates more demand. Every time silver goes up in price, the Western banks lose money in multiples because they're on the wrong side of the transaction. They want to do it to destroy the West, and they want to do it to make a financial gain. Both of those, in their minds, are legitimate enough reasons to do something, right? But let's look at silver, because that's what we're allocated into right now, because the ratio between gold and silver points towards silver. It's outperforming. Where were we just 4 years ago? 1191. But now since then, we've gone from 1191 to almost 30 in the last 4 years. The trend is accelerating because the geopolitical dynamics are causing its growth. It's not just a flight for safety. It's not just a way to preserve and protect your freedoms and get out of these unified ledgers and these social credit scoring systems and this digital money. You're getting something tangible that actually doesn't just grow. It's growing tremendously. It's up like 40% in 4 months. That's amazing. But you also have something that can maintain your freedoms, Alex. That's the tangible intangible, which is as our freedoms
erode. Oh, no, I can't believe we have millions of viewers right now and maybe 500 people call you. It's a sponsor. I only promote what I think is great. So I sell water filtration systems that have the highest rating for like half the price on average. And I sell high-quality supplements. I just sell stuff that I think is great. Everybody should call you and get into silver and gold right now. There's nothing performing as good as it. I mean, it's like it's on record. It's the best investment, but the stockbrokers won't tell you that. The globalist argument is, oh, the world's in turmoil and everything's collapsing. We got to be strong, and America's got to threaten Russia and China to keep us as the dollar. But they're the ones that undermine the currency. They're the ones that brought us into this situation. And so that's why this is so incredibly dangerous. They just tried to kill Trump just, 10, 11 days ago. They are going for broke. I wish we weren't in this position, but we are. But by admitting where we are, we have a real chance of waking up, like Congress saying, we know you tried to kill Trump. Buying silver is the smartest bet there is. You'd have bought silver a year ago, up 20, 30%. That's what you want. And silver is the big mover in this economy. So go now. KEPM.com/gold or 720-605-3900. We'll explain it all to you. Most of the gold and silver companies are charging you huge 30, 40, 50% premiums. And most of the conservative talk show hosts are doing it too. And I talked to them in person. I say, you need Kirk Elliott.
What does Goldman Sachs think gold is going to do before the end of the year? $2,700 an ounce.
And I'm sitting here saying, it funds us, it keeps us on air, and it's the best investment, hands down, in an imperfect world. I mean,
this is, to me, is one of the most important things to protect your financial future ever.
Go now to KEPM.com/gold.
Watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. It was getting crazy already.
Everybody sees me, but it's not that easy.
It was a little more than a month ago that they were claiming that Joe Biden was perfectly competent, and videos of him seeming incompetent were deep fakes. They were AI generated by those lying Trump supporters. And there have been other instances. The Hunter Biden laptop springs to mind, where they've broken new ground on lying. They've taken the doublethink to new heights never before reached. But they keep amping it up. And over the last week, it has reached just an insane pitch. Kamala Harris was never border czar. Joe Biden was always 6'4". Whatever. I mean, it has gotten Trump was never shot by a bullet. Trump wasn't shot at. The assassination attempt never happened. Truly, we're entering into a Twilight Zone episode, a 1984. I mean, it is truly unbelievable what they're trying to pull off here. But, you know, every lie has a purpose. And we talk about this quite a bit. The fact that you don't need a reason to tell the truth. Truth is just the truth. Telling the truth requires no motive other than wanting to tell the truth. But every lie has a motive behind it. Every lie has a reason it's being told. And the lies that come out of the deep state are very sophisticated ones. They're very intricately designed. Hunter Biden laptop, again, as an example. It, when called out about the lie of the Hunter Biden laptop, after it has been confirmed to be real, after the claim of it being Russian disinformation was utterly obliterated, the people who signed that letter will still defend that letter, saying, but it did. It had all the hallmarks of a Russian disinformation campaign, knowing full well that the intent was to convince everybody that it was a Russian disinformation campaign, knowing that it wasn't. But the way they phrase it in saying, but it had the hallmarks of a Russian, that's technically true. And so they can actually defend that position even when it's shown to have been made in the pursuit of a lie. The purpose of the lies that the left tells now, you could sort of phrase as truth vaccines. They're things seeded into the public consciousness to inoculate them against the truth. The truth is that they tried to assassinate Trump and he survived by a miracle. And he was hit in the ear by one of the bullets. And had he not turned his head a millimeter at that exact moment, he'd be dead. They know that's true. It's absolutely true. But then Chris Ray gets in front of Congress and says, we don't even know if he was hit with a bullet. We don't think he was hit. We don't know. We're not sure. And immediately it gives a excuse, or it gives a reason, or it gives a coping mechanism to the leftist to ignore what they know to be true, to be comfortable ignoring reality. It's like they've been vaccinated against what is actually happening. I'm given a little inoculation against thinking about this stuff too much. And that's what all of these lies do. This is their purpose now. The truth vaccine, these little lies that just give people a reason to ignore reality. And they can say, well, yeah, it turned out to be a bullet, man, but you know, technically we weren't sure at that moment. They can kind of, and really they can't. I mean, really, it was never in doubt. The bullet was photographed flying by his head. So this was never even up for discussion. But by seeding that talking point into the narrative, you get leftists going, well, we don't even know if it really happened, actually. Actually, he wasn't even shot. We don't think that he was shot, so we don't actually have to care about this. It, logically, it's completely inconsistent. It completely falls apart with even the most basic examination, but they'll never do that basic examination. They're being given a little shot in the arm, a little data point that allows them in their own mind, like to, for their own, you know, cognitive dissonance to settle it down. You feel that cog, it's like Tums. It's like a, you know, antacid for your brain. As you feel the cognitive dissonance start to build up, you go, wait, maybe I'm wrong about everything. Maybe they're lying about everything. They go, we don't even know if it was a bullet. And you go, oh, thank God. All right, I don't have to care about this anymore. Oh, the Hunter Biden laptop with all the crimes and the pedophilia and the bizarre, you know, talk about giving pop 10%. I can just ignore all of that because it has all the hallmarks of a Russian disinformation campaign. I can now, in my own mind, be comfortable ignoring what I know to be true. And that's what these lives, that's what these lies are designed very, very carefully to bring about. We have the story from New York Post. InfoWars, of course, has the article as well. Google omits Trump assassination attempt from key feature as Don Jr. claims big tech is trying to interfere in the election. This is a very, very old tactic. And this dates back to like the late 90s when radio shows like Opie and Anthony would do Google bombs, where if you could get a million people, you know, they have several million listeners, and they go, everybody go to Google and search this phrase. Then anybody else who goes to Google is going to see that phrase recommended. And that used to be when it was just a purely algorithmically driven popularity contest. Basically, if a ton of people were searching that thing, it showed up, and there was no human interference or AI interference. There was no designing what showed up or not. It was, you know, just a pure numbers thing. And they figured out that this could be hijacked, this could be utilized, this could be taken over by popular radio shows, things like that. And then suddenly everybody going to Google is being recommended something that maybe they'd never heard of before and haven't thought about. Maybe we'll click on that and see where that heads. And they realized how powerful that was. And so they, you know, crushed that process a long, long time ago. For the last 20 years, the search results and the, you know, suggested searches that come up when you start typing things in, all of that has been deeply manipulated. The way they're doing it now, and the reason why it's so important to talk about this now, the reason why this story is spreading now, is because they are making it so obvious. They're making it so overt what they're doing. It's not subtle. It's not carefully designed. They're taking a hatchet to people's ability to figure out what's going on in the world around them. So people searching Donald Trump assassination, nothing shows up. And this is just like one of the most fun things to do about any topic you want to search. See what Google will suggest and see what it won't suggest. And it's almost like it's a feigned ignorance from Google that you start to see evidence when you start to search stuff like this. Start to search something that you know the powers that be don't want you to search. And when you start typing, the search suggestion is full of stuff. And then as you get closer and closer to what you're actually trying to search, it just acts like it doesn't know what you're talking about. Just all the search results sort of disappear. On who? On Donald Trump? There's a guy named Trump. I've never heard of him. It's like, okay, this is obvious. This is a little bit too obvious now. It is absolutely election interference, but it's beyond election interference. It's one piece of the puzzle. It's one aspect of the multifaceted method that they're using to enslave humanity, not just rig an election, but rig humanity's consciousness, hack the flow of information itself to drive humanity in a pre-programmed direction. It's beyond election interference. It's humanity interference. It's destiny interference. It's the interference of humanity's destiny to interrupt it and to guide it along a path that is more amenable to the exploitative nature of the globalist plans. So I'll show you how really deep this goes on the other side. It's not just feigned ignorance from the Google search bar. It's double think. It's the
Survival Shield X3 is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, there are several reasons why you should be considering this product. Frankly, not even considering it, just getting it at InfoWarsStore.com. First of all, we know that nascent iodine supports thyroid health. Now, our thyroid is responsible for several things associated with our health, namely detoxifying, purifying the body, and eliminating the chemicals that we're exposed to, whether they're chemicals in our air, or chemicals in our water, or chemicals in our food. Nascent iodine is key in giving our body and our thyroid the strength and power that it needs to detoxify these terrible chemicals from the way that we are exposed to them in the environment. Now, not only is this nascent iodine incredible for our thyroids, but X3 is specifically designed to be as effective as possible because Survival Shield X3 includes three different types of iodine for one specific reason, to ensure bioavailability. We know that different people have different genes. Some genes are more prone to being able to absorb nascent iodine than others. So we've included three different types of nascent iodine in Survival Shield X3 to ensure that your body is able to absorb and integrate at least one of them into your functioning so that you can be as efficient and healthy as possible. Now, it's not only important to buy Survival Shield X3 because it does things like support thyroid health or because it does things like support detoxification or the enhanced bioavailability, but also because by getting this product, Survival Shield X3 from InfoWarsStore.com, you are supporting InfoWars itself. We know that this is a critical time for our country. We know that we have one of the most important elections, if not the most important election of all time, coming up this November. And so by getting Survival Shield X3 from InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you supporting your health and your body's ability to detoxify itself and power its thyroid system, but you are supporting InfoWars and keeping InfoWars on the air. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get Survival Shield X3, support your thyroid health, detoxify your body, keep InfoWars on the air, and frankly, save humanity.
The chef of a prominent figure was found dead today in what appears to be a paddleboarding accident. Find out whose chef it was tonight at 10.
Welcome to Martha's Vineyard. Are you our new chef?
Thank you. Yeah, I'm John.
Have you met Michelle yet?
Hello? Someone there? No, I haven't had the pleasure.
Just make sure you get her steak by noon.
I've been getting some weird vibes here. Feels like I'm seeing things I'm not supposed to see. I don't think these people are who everyone thinks they are.
Are you enjoying the view of my Michael? I mean, Michelle.
They lied about Joe Biden's health. They lied about Russian collusion and COVID. They lied about Hunter's laptop, and they lied about January 6th. They lied about the Ukraine and Jeffrey Epstein and Hollywood and everything in between. And now they want you to believe that this guy acted alone. Stop believing their bullshit. Everything they tell you is a lie.
Please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Bulletproof t-shirt's out. We need the support. It's an amazing shirt. Support InfoWars. We support Trump. Get the new Bulletproof President Trump shirt at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be back.
Welcome back, folks. This is the American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. I have so many videos to show you today. I haven't gotten to any of them, and we'll get to those. We're going to talk about the attack on the Druze community in the occupied Golan Heights and the threat of full-scale war in the Middle East between Israel and Hezbollah. We'll get into that in just a second, as well as a disturbing new cooperation and intrusion by the combined forces of China and Russia on American territory in Alaska. That, again, is signaling that we're probably closer to all-out global conflict than ever before. We'll get into all of that and more. I do want to say what a great thing it is, what a privilege it is to be working at InfoWars and to know that, at least for the time being, I can go on vacation and come back to an office that still exists. So thank you to everybody who has gone to InfoWarsStore.com and supported us and kept us on the air and kept us free from influence whatsoever. And I can't emphasize how important that is. Free even from the influence of the audience in a strange way. Like, I can't tell you how freeing it is to not have to care at all about popularity on something like X. To not have to care about how what I say will be interpreted. Like, it doesn't matter, because as long as, like, I get a salary for doing this show, and this is where I say my, you know, real beliefs and actually talk about stuff in a sincere way rather than just be sarcastic and say things that I think are funny on X. I just can't imagine not having this place, not having this stability, not having this infrastructure here, and having to, like, try to design things to be popular or interesting. Like, you get that also is a constraint that pretty much everybody else has to operate under. where they have to think like, okay, I can't feed my family if I don't have a couple good posts this week. If I don't, you know, do something on X that gets more attention, it'll affect my income. None of that affects my income because of InfoWars, because InfoWarsStore.com. So the amount of freedom that we have here to speak freely, it's why we can get to the truth so well. It's why we're able to, you know, say things that even our audience disagrees with. Our audience understands and respects that what we're doing here is trying to get to the truth, trying to awaken as many people as possible, and trying to do so for the best of intentions, because, you know, we love God and the world and humanity and want people to be free everywhere and not subject to this satanic technocratic slave system that they're all trying to create. So thank you for keeping us free. Thank you for keeping us totally and completely unencumbered by outside influences. Thank you for going to InfoWarsStore.com and for saving InfoWars. And it's not over, not by a long shot, and we need your help now more than ever. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to keep us free, keep us on the air, keep us in the fight as things become increasingly insane. I wish there was a better word for it, because I don't want to just say insane over and over, but things are insane, everything's insane, and it's only getting more insane. And InfoWars' position as sanity, as a lighthouse on the shore, guiding the minds of humanity through the chaos and the storms of the globalist lies, things are going to get crazier. And as the awakening intensifies, the globalists are going to get more intense. And it's going to be more and more important that something like InfoWars exist. And there's nothing like InfoWars except for InfoWars. So keep us on the air. Keep us in the fight. Keep us doing this all-important work by going to InfoWarsStore.com. And go now to check out the InfoWars MD line of supplements. They're a premium line of supplements. And because of some behind-the-scenes supply chain goings-on that I don't fully understand, InfoWars MD is going to be where you're going to want to shop for the best quality supplements anywhere in the world. InfoWars MD has an incredible line. The Mushroom Max, the CBD, stuff that I know people that are into supplements are always asking me about. When's InfoWars going to get a mushroom supplement? Because the power of these mushrooms is truly incredible. Well, we have one, InfoWars MD. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, go to the Health and Wellness tab, but you'll find the InfoWars MD line of supplements, all of which are absolutely incredible. Collagen as well. For anybody that's over 30, collagen should be in your supplement regimen. So thank you. Thank you to everybody for keeping us on the air and in the fight. Now, again, when I talk about insane, when I talk about the desperation of the deep state, when we talk about the memory hole being real now, it goes way beyond Google playing ignorant with their auto correction or auto suggestions. But that's a story from the New York Post. Google omits Trump assassination attempt from key feature. Basically, when you start searching Trump assassination attempt, it acts like it doesn't know what you're talking about. It doesn't fill that in for you. It wants to make it that little bit more difficult to find the truth about these things. And this has been the case since the assassination happened. And it's part of the reason I have not put too much time or effort into conspiracy theories about the assassination. Water tower shooter, second shooter, third shooter, sound signature. I really haven't paid too much attention to that. And we'll take your calls. And if you have theories about this, I'm happy to hear them. As far as I can tell, this was either a blatant and outrageous failure or a deliberate miss by Secret Service and the powers that be. It was a setup. In some way, they wanted Trump to be shot. There's so many questions still unanswered about who the shooter was, how he pulled it off. I think the questions that we have with the official story are enough. We don't really need to get into second shooter theories to try to unravel this mystery that we're dealing with. But we know from the very beginning that there were things like memos sent out to the media outlets, to these massive media combines that are out there. DC Drano covered this. He says, I now have clearance to disclose where these viral media instructions come from to downplay the assassination attempt of Donald Trump. And I know everybody's seen this, but it's worth revisiting a week later because it tells you how the people in power see their role and what they do to influence the minds of the American people. And it's by sending signals about how they should feel about things. Less about the facts than about the interpretation of the facts. So if you remember, the memo that was sent out was this. Trump rally story. Hello. Reminder to stick to facts. Don't speculate, editorialize, sensationalize, or jump to conclusions when reporting on the Trump rally incident today. Don't call it assassination attempt unless the authorities say it is. Don't say a shooting targeting Trump or the rally unless authorities confirm that connection. Clarify if it's actually gunshots. That's unclear at the moment. If authorities don't know, then it's okay to say that. And then the most important part, anchors. Reminder to be mindful of body language when presenting the story. No need for serious face or for adding comments and adjectives for color. No need to say scary moments today at a Trump rally. Just get to the story. Yeah, no need to editorialize. No need to emphasize and signal to the American people that this is a big deal, that this needs to be on the forefront of everything. And this was like the day the assassination attempt happened. This memo went out. And this is the way that they shape American minds. Again, not necessarily by hiding the facts. There's a little bit of fact hiding in there. But it's about signaling to the American people whether they should care about something or not. And you can only imagine if this was a Biden, if this is an attempt on Biden's life, if this was a Trump supporter, tried to shoot Biden, it would have been hysterics across the board. Because humans are communal animals. And we get signals, you know, the body language people always break it down. They'll say 75 to 90% of human communication is nonverbal. I don't know what the percentage actually is, but certainly that idea is true, that the way it's interpreted is vastly different if the reporting is an event at Trump's rally recently caused him to be ushered off of stage. And it appears as though somebody may have fired bullets in his direction versus left-wing violence reaches a crescendo as Trump narrowly dodges bullet. Thank God. Scary moments. My heart is beating. They're signaling to people how to feel about what's happening. And again, the way they lie and the way they manipulate is through sort of these vaccines against truth. Tell people, play it down. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Signal to the American people that this isn't a big deal, that they don't need to worry about it.
And most people
that aren't thinking about all the complicated stuff will just sort of accept, and they'll get their signals and they'll get their influence from these people and not question it.
All right, folks. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We just had a shipment come in months ago, and it sold out so fast that we frantically worked to get this back in stock as soon as possible because Vitamin Mineral Fusion is one of our most popular products. Now, the reason that you should be getting this product is for the same reason that you get any other multivitamin product. Our body needs these vitamins, these minerals, and these nutrients in order to live and operate at the most efficient level possible. Now, you should be getting this from InfoWarsStore.com instead of from your pharmacy or your grocery store or with name brands or generic versions, because this has optimal absorption included in it. It's designed for your body to be able to actually absorb all of the nutrients in the most efficient way possible, unlike other competitors on the market that just simply don't operate that way. Now, this includes comprehensive nutritional support. Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com has A, C, D, E, B complex, essential minerals like magnesium, calcium, and zinc. Everything the body needs to survive. It also includes enhanced absorption and utilization. Like I was saying before, this is an advanced multivitamin formulation designed to let your body actually absorb everything so you don't just flush it out like with so many competitors. And finally, it will support energy production and recovery. So make sure you check out Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com right now, not only because this product is an amazing product for anybody in the world to take, but because by purchasing from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on the air in this most dangerous time for both InfoWars and our country. We know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that the New World Order is trying to take over and shut down InfoWars and, frankly, shut you down too. So by getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you fighting for your health, but you're fighting for your country and you're fighting for humanity itself.
We'll be right back.